From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska legislature has passed the school funding bill. The measure covers 2 years. First-year funding takes effect July 1st and comes with no strings, but the second year of funding hinges on passage of separate legislation that would establish structured draws from the Alaska Permanent Fund to help pay for government. It would also include an additional $30 million. Some House majority members have resisted passing a permanent fund bill. The majority has wanted a broader plan to address Alaska's budget deficit than using permanent fund earnings. Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, a majority coalition leader, said a yes vote on the education bill wouldn't obligate anyone on the separate permanent fund legislation. Senate included the contingency language in the version of the school bill it passed. The House signed off Wednesday. Alaska's Attorney General is at odds with a legislative attorney over the constitutionality of Governor Bill Walker's proposal to issue bonds to pay off oil and gas tax credit obligations. Attorney General John Alindamuth says there are no constitutional concerns with the plan. A legislative attorney wrote in a memo that there was a substantial risk a court might find the proposal unconstitutional. The top job at the federal agency tasked with coordinating the relocation of Alaska villages threatened by climate change will soon be vacant. Alaska's Energy Desk reports that Joel Niemeyer will step down as federal co-chair of the Denali Commission when his term expires Friday. President Donald Trump's administration has not yet named a replacement. Potentially dangerous drugs from Bartlett Regional Hospital have gone missing. According to a Juneau police press release on April 10th, hospital staff reported that a medication kit was missing from the emergency department. The kit includes narcotics, painkillers, sedatives, and a medication that will paralyze a person but leave them unable to breathe on their own. The release says that without following medical procedure, the drugs are very dangerous and can result in death. Anyone with information can call Juneau Police at 907-586-0600 or make an anonymous tip at JuneauCrimeLine.com. Tuesday night, officials in Anchorage finalized the city's vote count. It's the last step in an election where one of the biggest surprises was the success of the newly implemented vote-by-mail system. More than 79,000 ballots were cast, pushing turnout to just over 36%. A high figure relative to Anchorage's normal local election returns. Assemblymember Eric Croft was one of many to praise the municipal clerk's office, saying the increase in civic engagement is evidence that the new system made voting easier for residents.
We're all impressed on the numbers, but what it means is our prior system didn't work for a lot of people, and we've been bemoaning the lack of participation, and some of it at least, is we didn't make it very easy for people, and we're trying to fix that.
The certification upholds what had been preliminary results. Quick look at weather, 40 degrees, light rain at Juneau International Airport. Tonight, rain, low around 38. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.